Hello. It's pre-show time for the sixth day of September. Man, seemed like just yesterday was June, and we were just getting into the summer, and Bobby and Steve Dooley were on their way to Butner Lake, and oh well, I guess we're, moving on, baby. We're moving on. Men Like Will and Sonny, moving on. Anybody remember that show with Claude Akins and Frank Converse? It wasn't bad. almost like a Route 66 with truckers. SpaceX blew up two rockets and punched a massive hole in one of Earth's lairs. What the fuck does that mean? Punched a massive hole in one of Earth's lairs. Mortgage rates dip ahead of Friday's labor report. Let's see, Lady Gaga. I don't know, man. I guess I'm not really following the the new Joker movie, but I don't know. This chick that Jeff Bezos is going to marry? She's hot, you know? I mean, she's a beautiful Latina. But I don't know, man. If you had all that fucking money... Never mind. I shouldn't say that's terrible. Okay. So let's take a look at where we're at here. It is Friday, man. So we're doing an encore. Tomorrow morning, I'm going over to... Saturday morning, we're going over to the rehearsal for our show. Now then, going back to last year, 2023, September the 5th. What is this, September? Man, I'm just beat. I don't have anything to really talk about here. Went over, took care of all kinds of chicken shit today, man. It's like State Farm, Larry and Gloria Grover discussed the paranormal. Is this a encore? I wonder. I think I was on vacation this time last year. Welcome, guys, to our vacation week. Yep, that's what I thought. Although it probably wouldn't be too bad to repeat one of those shows. But, all right, so Larry and Gloria Grover. So Monday, the Dooley's host, let's see, Cliff Pettigrew is fired yet again. Live remote from the patio at Ted's 1 year ago. Let's check this out. Here we go. 32 minutes. This was a long one, man.
Hey, everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are live here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and with us is our good friend Phil Henry. We've got Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, Bud Dickman's here, and a host of other people here at Ted's.
Jesus. Okay, cool. Sounds like it might be a good revisit there. Anyway, live remote turns into a clusterfuck. Is this isn't the one where Ted has a view from the new upstairs patio, and it's just a view of a dumpster and someone's, like, it's a view of a dumpster and someone's laundry, and it just pisses him off because he thought it would be better, a better view. Who knows? Look at this, man. I can renew by mail. I'm going to renew by mail, man. But anyway, as I was saying, I had all this chicken shit to take care of. My fucking car is in the body shop. So, they haven't got the parts in yet. I got a rental, and I'm like, I'm going to call up my good friend, the cat that runs my insurance agency, and say, hey, look, you guys can extend my rental. We'll see, you know, because it's taken so fucking long to get the parts for my car. What happens? I just fucking crush the passenger side doors. It's like the car got T-boned a little bit. And so they've been a while in getting the parts in. Doesn't want to use parts, all this good shit. Now, what did I just do? Okay, good. Back to the thing. Here we go. So we did that. Now we'll go and get our classics. So what are we doing? 2002? I think 2003. Very good. Let's do it, man. Yeah, so tomorrow morning I got to get up bright and early and head out. You can't, where I live out here at Ventura County, which I don't live that far. With no traffic, it takes me maybe an hour to get into Burbank or Hollywood or something like that, which is really not that bad. I mean, this is a driving city. You just don't get anywhere, man, unless you drive. It just isn't going to happen. So, but commuting this far is kind of fucked up. However, that having been said, I'm usually able to get places I want to go to in a relatively quick, short amount of time. Unless it's rush hour, which is exactly when I'll be in the car tomorrow. Fucking rush hour. God damn it. Why the fuck? I, you know, book the time for that early. Margaret says medical marijuana patients are about to die, so why waste good why waste good dope on them? Don Parsley is demanding his fiancée's engagement ring back because she's black and won't whiten her skin when he takes them to see his family. Oh my God. Did we really do this? 2003, let's do it. Yeah, I think that's the one. Fucking crazy. Why waste good dope on them? Oh my God. So this is 2003. Right? Yeah. Okay, baby. Well, we had a real long pre-show yesterday. I guess it stands to reason this one isn't going to be that long. I'm just kind of pooped from a rather long day. I really recommend the show Dark Winds. Dark Winds, not dark. Dark Winds is about a Navajo tribal police officer. He's the chief of the Kenyatta, or is it Kataya, police force. He's a tribal police officer. And his partners and the other people that work with him and the crimes that they solve, some of them having to do with white men. In fact, both seasons that I've watched so far, there's a white man, and he ain't a good one, involved in their investigation. The first one was a crooked FBI cop, and this one that I'm watching now is just some, looks like a fucking psycho, psychotic white guy who is planting bombs and trying to kill certain people, and I've yet to find out why. So there you have it. Let me see where we're at here with the music. Okay, man. No, thank you. No, thank you. I mean, where are we at here, man? Why do we have all of these fill... I got my animation voiceover reel here, and I don't know why that shit's here. Yes? Let's go, man. That's a good one. I like that one. Waiting for... What is the name of this tune? It's called Waiting for After Dark. All right. I'll take that. Let me see. Get a level check on this thing. Perfect. All right, man. Why? I don't need the music because we're already... You're dumb, Phil. I know. And with that, let's begin.